Psalms 110 verse 4. נשבע אדוני ולא ינחם, אתה כהן לעולם, על דברתי מלכי צדק. This verse is seemingly a short verse, yet it does something revolutionary in the perception of the coming Messiah. It talks about a priest that God has sworn that he will not change his mind, and a priest shall rule forever in his word of Malkitzedek. Malkitzedek is a king, meaning the king of righteousness, meaning there will be someone who will be not only a priest but will be a king as well. Now David was denied out of being a priest. David had no claim whatsoever to being a priest and was denied the authority to offer sacrifice to God by that. David was a king, he was a warrior. But here they talk about the essence of a priest that will become a king. And not only a king, but the king of called Malkitzedek. If we look at Zechariah 6:13, we understand that, and I'm quoting, there shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Zechariah 13 talks about a branch, and again a king and a priest that will rule forever. And Zechariah 6:13 does have implication to the messianic prophecies. Meaning, Psalms 110 verse 4 talks about a priest that will be a king, something that has never been before. Somebody who would combine not only, who would originate as a priest, who would originate as someone who has a close connection, has all the authority to connect and conduct rituals with God, but will also have the powerful hand and the righteous hand of a king. And one must refer to what Paul says as a claim to Jesus Christ being this man that combines everything. He brings up Malkitzedek, who was a king in Abraham's days, the king of Salem, which Abraham paid tenths of his loot to. Abraham paid something to Malkitzedek because Malkitzedek was considered to be the high king and the righteous king. He was considered to be like a king at the right hand of God, like there's a son, like there's a priest, there's a king. But this verse talks about, and what Paul tried to argue is that this verse actually talks about the coming of Jesus Christ and him being the fulfillment of both Malkitzedek and both the king priest. And this priest is not related here to the Aaronic priesthood, but more has an implication of the Messiah that will come and would be a priest forever according to the word and the order of Malkitzedek. What we can say about Psalms 110:4, if we examine closely Zechariah 6:13 and the meaning of the word Malkitzedek and the essence of Malkitzedek in as it appears in the Bible, is that it does definitely talk about the existence of a man that combines both the connection as a priest with God and at the same time will rule as a righteous king, as a warrior over the land. A king and a priest.